Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cunningham moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasbai. Bauman reaches second base with a double. Lawler moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Bauman scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Lawler interferes with Green, who is awarded first base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kindle fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essigian moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Bill Daly now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cunningham tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Bill Daly. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bell. Lawler moves to second. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bauman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Essigian for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito juggles the ball. That's an error on Esposito. Francona moves to third. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Gene Green. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ty Klein now playing center field. Willie Tasby now playing right field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cunningham scores. Robinson moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Robinson scores. Hershberger moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Frank Funk now pitching. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauman hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Landis reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Funk covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ramon Condi now playing third base. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Condi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Cubizan pinch hits for Frank Funk. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.